This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked barges yesterday. Austin Golding out in Vicksburg, Mississippi, in our continuing quest to explore, you know, the actual economy that people live in. Today, it's beef, cows, and rancher Ken Lennox in Rolla, Missouri. Mr. Lennox, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you.
It's been a while since we've had you on, and I guess the first thing is, how are things going? How are the cattle? How's the herd?
Well, the cattle are doing great. The cows are about through calving. We've had maybe 325 new babies in the last 8 weeks.
So wow.
Everything's been pretty successful this fall.
What's it like when you have 325 new baby cows to deal with?
Well, you spend a lot of time looking at them and trying to make sure that the mamas and the babies are paired up right and nothing bothers them.
What's the plan then? You're going to fatten these guys up and sell them off, or what do you do with them?
We leave them on their mothers for 8-9 months, and then we sell them through the auctions. The steers will be weighing 650 pounds, and all of that's on mother's milk and grass, so
wow.
There's no grain or anything like that comes into them.
When you sell them off, how are you doing? Are you getting good prices? What's the market like?
The market's been good. The heifers are strong, replacement heifers going back into other people's herds, and I usually save most of my good heifers back. I keep about half and sell about half, so That's going well, too.
This is going to be a completely silly question, but do you ever get attached to these cows? I mean, you birth most of them right there, and you see them their whole lives?
No. No, that doesn't occur on this farm. You know, they're part of the family more or less, but when the time comes to go.
I was reading the other day, Mr. Lennox, that herd sizes are down sort of across the country. Are you seeing that? Is your herd smaller now than it used to be?
No, mine's not. But yeah, they are down. Every state, they're down. Now, there are all kinds of reasons for that. The South, the droughts come into play. The high price of corn, taking care of your feedings, come into play. The age of the people that own the ranches comes into play. So, yeah, the herd's down, but it could be on starting to turn around from the factors I see.
Not that this is any of my business, Mr. Lennox, but how old are you, sir?
I turned 70 this year, so I'm not going to expand very much.
Well, but how much longer are you going to be doing it?
Probably as my health stays good, I enjoy doing it. It's still, when I get out every morning, I walk out of the house before the sun's up by 30 minutes or so. And it's a new day, and I look forward to what's going on in that day.
And then by the end of the day, you're still a happy man?
I'm still happy with most of the time with what went on that day.
Ken Lennox, he's our cattle rancher out in Rolla, Missouri. Mr. Lennox, thanks very much, sir. We'll check in with you soon.
Okay, thank you.